Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
What is the interesting, and I think I'm right on this off the top of my head, what is the interesting trivia about Houston Nutt and Nick Saban, Roger, off the top of your head? What's interesting trivia?
He has never lost a game to Nick Saban after losing a game to Jimbo Fisher.
Close. That's close. Let's go to Justin. Do you know an interesting piece of trivia about Houston and Nick Saban?
Other than he's the last coach to beat him here.
That's exactly right. I think you are right. Houston, the last coach to beat Nick Saban, the last Razorback coach.
I think that's right.
Houston's like, well, yeah, of course I know that's right. But, yeah, think about that. That was Miracle on Markham, right?
Yeah. He was with LSU.
That's right.
He was with LSU. That's right.
It's an amazing run. We were looking at the record yesterday, Houston. 16 years, he's only lost 25 games in 16 years. Six national championships. It is Arkansas's, obviously, in a losing streak 15 years in a row. It's obviously, you can make the argument he is the greatest coach of all time. The only other one that would probably be in the argument is Bear Bryant. But he's done it. He's been consistent.
You know, he really has. And when I got fired at Ole Miss, he was very nice. First, only coach ever called me and had me let me come visit his program for about 3 or 4 days. And I tell you what, the way he had it set up, the manpower, the support staff, I mean, it was laid out. And, you know, I walk in his office and reach underneath his desk and hits a button, and the door automatically closes. And I said, Nick, you can't walk and close the door.
It saves time, doesn't it?
I don't want to waste time. It's about 30 feet. And, you know, when parents walk in, I just want to shut the door from my desk and we get started.
I've never
seen a coach, after he wins a championship, just puts right back on the pedal.
Yeah, yeah.
And, but it is laser focused.
he's relentless. Well, you know, obviously, the last time Arkansas, I can't remember the year, you might know it, Justin, was that 14-13 game, I think. Of course, last year was 42-35. We played them within seven, and then there was another game a few years back with Bielema that was, I think, 14-13. But, you know,
yeah, we fumbled out of the back of the end zone.
That's right.
Beat them.
That's right. Yeah. So this game, Houston, if you look at the schedule of Alabama, Arkansas is going to be the best team they've played yet. The only team that's close is Texas. So, you know, we can talk about how good they are, which they are good, but this will be their biggest test to date playing the Razorbacks.
There's no doubt about it. And when you look at Alabama, they almost look a little bit human.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that, when you look at the years past, I don't see a Julio Jones out there wide. I don't see a Devontae Smith. Now, DeCorey Brooks is good. We know that. We know they're all good for player. I'm not saying they're not. I understand that. But you know, Bryce Young, we know what you're getting there. Heisman Trophy guy. When you look at everything from top to bottom, hey, I think this is a good spot right here. And I just feel like Sam Pittman, I have his group ready to go. That is a tough, tough game to me. You gift wrap, you gave them away.
Yep.
And so now you come back, you focus the offensive line. Hey, let's go. You're right, David. Alabama hadn't seen an offensive line like this.
Right.
Yep. And they hadn't played a team like Arkansas yet. So, hey, this will be right. This is a great opportunity right here.
Yeah, and this team is experienced. There's nothing they haven't seen before. Even the transfer portal guys, obviously a guy who was at Alabama, Drew Sanders, and so it's a typical Alabama team, plays great defense. They haven't been as explosive, although you look at the numbers, they're in the top five in every category, both offensively and defensively. But as I mentioned, the only team that's really, you know, of note is Texas, and Texas really should have beat them. Texas had a chance to beat them. You know, the other teams were, you know, are not great teams. You know, we're talking about Utah and Louisiana Monroe and Vanderbilt. So I do think you're right. But, you know, I wanted to ask you this. You dealt with this with your team in 98, just dealing with a game that you said gift wrapped mentally. You know, how long did it take? Was it a day? Was it 2 days? Was it immediate that you think you can get a team over, you know, that disaster of a game that they had Saturday night?
Yeah, I was wondering the same thing. Yeah, yeah. Well, like, how's your psyche?
That's a great question. You know, it's always tough. And I never will forget coming in after a tough one like that. We always met on Sunday to put everything to bed. And, you know, heads down, hurting, and And I said, hey, I'm glad to see you hurt. You know, I couldn't sleep last night either, guys. And I'd be disappointed if you wasn't hurt. But you know what? There's nothing you can do about that one. But here's what we can do. And maybe cut a few periods down this week, but guess what? We're fixing to come after it now, guys. We're going to correct some of these things that we you know, made mistakes on. We're going to get right. And I'll start with Cam Little. Hey, Cam Little, nobody believes in you more than this team right here, and you're going to have a chance to win a ball game for us. And you start right there and just keep going right up the road at offensive line, defensive line. Hey, you're the number one defensive line in the country right now. You're leading the country in sacks. Now, let's make sure let's keep everything in front and the back end. But when you got guys that can disrupt a little bit and you're coming to a hostile environment, come on, fans, we need you to play every play for us.
I like
you, they got to pick it up, too. And I tell you what, this is, to me, as hard as it is, David, by about Tuesday, we gave them off Monday, by Tuesday or Wednesday, here we go. And you can tell the mindset, you can get it back. You can get it back because they know in their heart, hey, we gave that one away. We gave that one away. And just when everybody thinks we can't win this game, you can win this one.
Yeah,
by doing the little things right.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, I think can we just play that? Can we play that every day this week? What you suggested, especially
I needed that. I've been depressed for 3 days. I needed that.
Yeah, that was outstanding. Well, you're right, and I tell you, the great equalizer to me. I did a radio show yesterday in Huntsville, Alabama, and I was saying the great equalizer to me in a game like this is the running game. It does what you used to do a lot of times. Houston would shorten the game. You keep the ball away from the opponent that's very explosive, and you just sort of own them. And that's what they were doing against A&M until they got a little cutesy there at times and try to do some different things. So you got a very you got an offensive line that's got you know 1,000 starts, it seems, and they're not intimidated by Alabama. Alabama's great up front, but again, they know what they need to do. They just have to go out there and execute. Now, we'll say this. Bryce Young is a killer if you let him run around. So you mentioned, you know, the defensive line. They not only do they have to get upfield to try to pressure the quarterback, they just can't let him do like he did against Texas and escape. Those are really killers, too.
That's exactly right. And I think you hit on something. I put the ball in the offensive line's lap.
Yep.
And you tell them, hey, we'll put it in your lap. And Alabama's defense has not seen an offensive line like this. And then you add K.J. Jefferson to the equation. Let's get the backs going again. And you add K.J. Jefferson. They got to defend all those things. And the receivers, to me, are good enough. They can get open, and they can have big plays. So, to me, this is why you love football. You know, on paper, you look at all the categories. Yeah, Alabama, and we know how great Nick Saban is and all those things. But that's on paper. You got to do it in between the white lines. So here we go.
I was going to ask, looking back real quickly one more time on the A&M, do you, obviously.
Didn't Coach already say move on?
I didn't want to ask about the one play call. You know, everything's done out of the shotgun now, as you know, Houston. And so, you know, the tough call there for KJ. He's on the 3, but with the shotgun, he's at the 8. And so in his mind, as a quarterback, you get the call, you want to go up and over the top, you want to leap up. But usually that the leap up comes when you're under center and you leap up and go over. And anyway, just talk, the thoughts about doing that versus maybe handing off, in that kind of situation.
Yeah, that's one play you wish you had back. And I bet he does too. That's not him. Don't worry about, you're on the 3, as you mentioned, but as you said, in the shotgun, you're further back. And you're not Barry Sanders. We don't want you trying to be Superman right there and try to, jump over the pile. Why? It was like first down, right?
First down. That's right. Yeah.
If you're not on the inch line or, you score there, whole different game, David.
Oh, it's over with. I think it's over with at that point.
And of course,
21-7 at that point. Also, too, you mentioned home field advantage. I think it'll be rocking. 2:30 start, CBS. It'll be, I think, wasn't the game that we, in 2010 when Petrino's team, wasn't that a 2:30 start? I think that was a CBS game, too, if I'm not mistaken.
I think it was, yeah.
Great, it would be a great environment. So I give us a puncher's chance, and so hopefully we'll play well. I do want to ask you about one other game real quick, just because it's intriguing to me because how good Kentucky's playing. Kentucky's ranked number 7. They go to Ole Miss Saturday and play the Rebels, who are actually the favorite in the game. Who do you like in that one?
You know, I like Kentucky, and okay. You know, I hadn't seen every game of Ole Miss, just seen just bits and pieces, and you know, Lane will do a good job on offense, but I've got to watch Kentucky for 3 weeks, and I just like the blueprint, you know, that Coach Stoops has. He's tough, he's physical, and man, I think Kentucky can get him. Now, it'll be different environment things, but. I believe that Kentucky can get them if they don't give up those big chunk plays.
Right.
Ole Miss has a way of getting big old chunk, big plays that just kill you. But well, Kentucky to me overall looks better.
Yeah, they've been very impressive. Do want to thank Reed's Metals for sponsoring Houston each week. Give them a call for any of your needs. Pole barn, you name it, the metal roofs, they can take care of it all. Did want to ask you too about Mississippi State. I don't know if you guys knew this. They're a favorite over A&M at home this weekend, 3.5-point favorite against the Aggies.
Did not know that.
I like Mississippi State at home in that one, too.
Listen, yeah. After they gave 2.5 points last week to the Hogs, the guys know something. I'm with them, too.
What do you think about that game, Houston?
Well, when you go to Starkville, to me, it's always one of the toughest places to play. Is it the biggest, loudest? No. But I tell you, there's something about playing in Starkville just says, oh, man, the dressing rooms, you had to dress in shifts. And it's just a tough place to play, but that's you know, looking at that side of it, okay, you're feeling good, but you know you're losing Anaya Smith, who's a weapon.
Yep.
And I don't know, I'm kind of with y'all on that one. I think Mississippi State can get that one at home.
This if LSU beats Auburn at home, do they fire Harsin? The word was, and I wouldn't have doubted it, if they'd have lost to Missouri, that they'd have fired Harsin that night or that next morning. LSU's a favorite there. Does Harsin make it through the rest of the year, you think, or do you think he gets canned before that?
Well, I tell you what, Dave, we've been here, we've yep. witnessed Auburn. You know, they'll fire you in the parking lot.
You know? Yeah, they're ready to make a move.
I don't know. It doesn't look good. It doesn't sound good. You know, who knows? But it's not good.
Yeah. Yeah, that was you look at what happened with Cam Little and the kick there. That kicker from Missouri, he's at the 15 or something and misses it. And then you had
I think it was closer than an extra point.
Oh, is that what? Oh, okay, there you go.
I think so.
Yeah, killer. Yeah. I mean,
You know, the killer about that game, I watched that game is, well, there's so many errors just jumping off. They jumped off sides during the game. But how about this? In overtime, Auburn shanks the kick, misses it, and you look down. There's a flag. Defense is off.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I forgot about that. Yeah.
So they kick it again. They're 3-0. Okay. So Missouri gets the ball and they're moving. Nice. Boom. And then the back heads to the goal line at the 1 and reaches out. Loses control of the ball. Auburn recovers. Brian Harsin, thank your lucky stars because Missouri found about 7 ways to lose a ball.
Yeah, gift wrapped it, as you say. Now, I mean, one other comment before we let you go. And guys, we talked about this the last couple of days about the A&M game. But I saw the actual number.
Let it go, Bass.
No.
Wait till
you hear this. So Justin, I'm trying to think. No, you were Justin had to go to his concert, Houston, so he didn't see this play. But for Roger and RJ, who was watching, that last drive where Cam Little has to tip the field goal, they were driving down the field. We were gonna go in the end zone. I didn't realize. I knew that we were getting close, but you know where we were, how deep we'd gotten.
Didn't they get to like the 25?
The 15.
Yeah,
the 15-yard line. It was 2nd and 5 on the 15, and then you have a snap, Houston, which you can't. I talked to Wes Neighbors, just a great Alabama offensive lineman. He goes, "What happened?" I said, I've never seen it in a game. It somehow came off the butt of Stromberg, his leg or whatever. And he said, Wes Neighbor told me, he said, when I was at Alabama, he said, I never had that happen during a game. I had it happen during practice. But the odds of that, the Kareem's off to the right, and it makes it 3rd and 14.
And you're talking about the leader of that O-line.
The best player on the O-line. Yeah, just
Houston, good to talk to you. I'm going to go puke real quick.
but just for that to happen, and of course, they're going to score. They're going to score running the ball, but just one of those weird things. Houston, you know how it goes. You went through it in 98 where you just see the weirdest, wackiest thing happens, and it can turn a game. That was one of several, obviously, Saturday night.
That's exactly right. Wow. So many things. So many little things you go back and look at. I didn't realize it was on the 15th.
Yeah. I knew we were getting close, and I read that this one made me sick, as Justin said. It actually just made me nauseated. But you know what? Everything will get made better if you pull the upset this week. The line is what, 16?
16 and a half.
16 and a half. So we need a Houston Nutt type speech. You know, I don't think Coach Pittman does the fired up speeches. He does a little bit different style, doesn't he?
But you know what, though? The what you see, and this is what I appreciate, I go by how they play.
Yep.
And they play hard. They love their coach. They play hard for him. And, hey, that's all you want. And so, hey, let's forget about that one. There's nothing we can do about that last one. But I tell you what we can do, though. We get ready right here these next 72 hours, and you can shock the world. And it can happen. And I've seen it happen. I just know the players are not going to flinch. They're not going to be they respect them, but they're not going to be intimidated by Alabama. And I just think Alabama's a little bit different this year, guys. A little bit different. What I mean by that is not as great at every position. So hey, let's go.
Let's go. That's what I needed. That's what we needed, everybody. We'll replay that every hour today throughout the day on the buzz. Houston, you're the best, buddy. Hopefully you're talking about the upset when we talk next week.
Sounds good.
Hi, buddy. All right. Houston Nutt.
Good to see you in there, man.
Thanks, buddy.
You too, buddy.